David in Belfast. Morning, David.
Good morning, Stephen. As far as I'm concerned, as a Protestant, I actually think that the DUP and the Ulster Unionists need to ask themselves a question. They've been fooled. They've been conned by the Republican movement that the IRA has gone away. Nobody in Belfast or Northern Ireland believes the IRA has ever gone away, except Gerry Adams and his own wee world. At the end of the day, the DUP need to have the backbone to say enough is enough, and this is the last murder that they're going to sit down with terrorists and government. While it was sanctioned by the IRA, or while it wasn't, the IRA are still about, the UVA is still about, the UDA is still about, and they've all broke their ceasefire.
I wonder, should we ask this question this morning, David? Should we put this to the phone-in public this morning? Do you care if the IRA exists, if they're not involved in violence?
Yes, I do. Because
let me put that to all of you this morning, either in the text 81771 or to you on the phones today, 03030 805555. Do you actually care if the IRA exists in whatever form it is, if there's no violence associated with it?
Stephen, if I could just come back on that. Yes, we do, because at the end of the day there should be no terrorists of any description in any society in life. Any democracy that's moving forward and respect for all, there's no need to have terrorists. These terrorists are hanging about for one reason and one reason only, to murder and to terrorise people. The DUP must ask themselves a question. Have they got the backbone to walk away?
Robert in Belfast. Morning, Robert.
Good morning, Stephen. I think there's a lot of hypocrisy in the whole thing, really. First of all, from the police, an ambiguous statement. And then the chief constable coming out this morning, instead of beginning initially to say, look, we believe that ex-members of the IRA were involved in this kind of stuff. It was all that the IRA exists and they're at their work and they're doing all this kind of stuff. You know, I'm only interested in the truth. I'm an ordinary person here. I mean, with regard to police intelligence, you know, I mean, I know all about police intelligence. They brought two murder attacks on me and no charges, and a high court case against the police, which they swallowed and settled out of court on their intelligence. So I know all about police intelligence. I had personal experience of it. And all I'm saying is this, use your blooming common sense, for heaven's sake. I mean, trying to tear the institutions down as usual. The DUP are trying to dismantle democracy. That's what they're at. Every opportunity.
Joan and Lurgan. Morning to you, Joan.
Good morning. How are you?
Go ahead, Joan.
Well, I just feel, Stephen, that Sinn Féin, and I'm not a Sinn Féin voter or anything like that. I was quite some years ago. And I feel they're being attacked from every angle. And they're an elective body of people. And I feel in my heart that they're trying to do good and they're making a political statement here and they're representing the people of Northern Ireland. I mean, they're not there for the good of their health. They're an elected body of people. And I also feel that the people that sort of attack them all the time are given so much airtime. And I don't agree with that, Stephen. And I know you're really fair, but I think there's something more sinister at play here.
What do you mean?
Well, I can't put my, that's only my feeling on it, and I think there's something else behind it. I don't think it's just a provisional IRA, if that's the case, but I think there's something more sinister at play.
John in Belfast. Morning to you, John.
Hello, Stephen. Stephen, I have 3 points to make. First of all, MI5 and MI6 work out of Polish barracks. They report the trees of Villers again goes on to David Cameron. What does the British government know? Because David Cameron's remaining silent. The second point, Sinn Féin always say they're not the IRA. They have a mandate. So why should they be thrown out of government?
What do you mean?
What do you mean by that? Well,
yeah.
Sinn Féin have a mandate. They're always saying they have a mandate. So why should a political party be excluded from Stormont on the grounds of something that they're not party to?
It's actually a very simplistic and yet a very good question. If Sinn Féin are condemning the murder, which they are, if Sinn Féin are calling people who've engaged in that type of violence criminals, which they have, on what grounds could Sinn Féin be excluded from the Assembly?
Well, we're all being told that Sinn Féin are not the IRA. So then, just Sinn Féin, we're not the IRA, why should they be excluded from Stormont?